This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden has been at the Vatican this morning. He said it's good to be back. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas with what the White House is saying about this visit.
There's a great deal of agreement and overlap with the president and Pope Francis on a range of issues: poverty, combating the climate crisis, and ending the pandemic. Biden's visiting Rome and then Glasgow, Scotland for back-to-back summits. First, a gathering for leaders of the Group of 20 leading and developing nations, and then COP26. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
COP26 is the climate change conference. Before leaving Washington, President Biden celebrated what he called a historic framework that he and congressional Democrats have agreed on for his domestic policy package. But this is a bumpy ride, says the AP's Mike Gracia.
After a trip to Capitol Hill Thursday morning before he departed for Europe, President Joe Biden announced,
"We have a framework for my Build Back Better initiative."
But after months of internal haggling among Democrats, votes still aren't locked down. Still, Representative Pramila Jayapal, who heads the Progressive Caucus, says,
"If it's true that there's 90% of the legislation that's written, then we should be able to get the other 10% written in the next couple of days."
The revised domestic package no longer includes paid family leave and a fix on prescription drug pricing. But other priorities, such as free pre-kindergarten and expanded health care programs, are still in the mix. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Justice Department reportedly is in talks to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to each child and parent separated at the border under the Trump administration. This might foul up operations for international companies working in China. Under proposed rules just announced, companies there would need Beijing's approval to transfer important data abroad. The Dow gained 239 points yesterday. This is AP News. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will welcome a new class of inductees on Saturday. Here's the AP's Margie Zarletta.
Todd Rundgren is not expected to attend his induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. He will play a concert in Cincinnati that night. The other inductees in the performers category are Tina Turner, Carole King, The Go-Go's, Jay-Z, and Foo Fighters. Kraftwerk, Charlie Patton, and Gil Scott-Heron will be inducted as early influencers. LL Cool J, Billy Preston, and Randy Rhoads will be inducted for musical excellence. The ceremony will be taped and shown on HBO on November 20th. I'm Margie Zarletta.
A resident of a high-rise condo in Thailand cut the support rope for two painters, apparently angry that she hadn't been told they would be working, and left them hanging above the 26th floor until a couple rescued them. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.